Good morning. Welcome to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. I hope everybody's having a great weekend.
And if you're not, go out and have one.
Yeah, it's beautiful weather, and the real estate market's on fire, and I've been on fire this week as well.
Yeah, you were briefly on fire.
Literally
we
on fire.
We spoke about it on Saturday morning show, so... Yeah, I had a little accident with a heating blanket, so
yes,
it's been
did.
A sizzling week, I will sizzling. Say.
So, yeah, I don't
third
know how
degree
you didn't.
Burns.
Yeah, I don't know how you didn't wake up through that, but nonetheless, you got burned.
Oh yeah, so I'm healing though. I'm getting back to normal, but the market's on fire as well, and we are joined with Mike Richardson,
who's also on fire
from St. Charles Mortgage, also known as IKnowAMortgageGuy.com. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, so what's
we know
new?
How you are today. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Oh, I'm getting better.
And it looks like you got the jacket on, so you must be getting the chills now, too, as part of it.
A little bit.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm getting better. The medicine's helping.
Good.
So what's new with you?
Boy, we've had a busy week since we saw you last weekend, and rates are back down a little bit. They're starting to trend down a little bit again.
It's crazy.
President decided instead of going after China on the trades, he's now wanting to go up against the European Union. So that's thrown some excitement into the markets, and we're starting to see things trending down.
Excitement is a good term for that.
It is.
And we throw in some positive news like unemployment being at 3.8% and jobs markets for March, 196,000 new ads.
And I still mean, really, 2 million jobs out there the last time they listed. There's still 2 million open positions.
Yeah, and I've always heard 5% was considered full employment. So
correct.
If we're at 3.8%.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Over the past 12 months, the average hourly earnings has risen by 3.2%. So that's good. At least people are making more money. And a lot more people are back to work.
Mm-hmm. And it's more than the cost of living increases, too, which are usually running around 1.8 to 2%. So that's it. That's a good trend.
The only thing that causes a slight hiccup is that home prices, you know, up till now anyway, have been rising incrementally a little bit larger. So it's still keeping some buyers just out of that market. So the goal would be to try to, you know, get some of those house prices, you know, down, you know, some of the cheaper houses, the, you know, lower income houses, and have construction companies building, you know, homes that are more affordable for a first-time home buyer.
Correct. Yeah, I've got a couple. There's a subdivision that I just started working in, actually down in Houston. They're 1,100 square foot, two stories.
Mm-hmm.
They're two bedroom, two bath. And they're listing for $110,000.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah, brand new construction. They're on a about a driveway size piece of land,
but it's still
very good and affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a great lead in because one of the things that I'm starting to see, especially this week, I've done a lot of pre-qualifications from clients that have pre-quals from other companies. I'm discovering that even on the government loans, especially on the government loans, I'm almost a full percent lower in interest rate. And we talked and touched on that last week's show, where my interest rates will allow you to afford a $220,000 house, say, versus the pre-approval that you have at a 1% higher interest rates only allowing you to afford up to $200,000.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. That puts you in different subdivisions, that puts you in different zip codes, put you in a much better bargaining position and buying power.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, on top of that, I think with job growth and people making more money, the one thing we're still struggling with is the lack of inventory, especially in that first-time home buyer market. You know, we desperately need more homes in that 150 to 300, 350 price range. You know, it's such a sought-after price point, and people are just looking for a home that's doesn't have to be perfect, but they'd like something move-in ready that they can maybe put their own touches on, and we need more inventory like that.
Yep, and I've also been getting quite a few calls on, because a lot of the homes, as soon as they go on the market, they're like gone within 30 minutes. It seems like 30 minutes because you can go and look at the listing, and it'll tell you how many times it's been viewed, and it'll be on there one day, and you'll see 8,000 views.
Right.
There are that many people out at looking at such a thin inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really incredible. So we'll have some exciting news later in the show that we'll be talking about that hopefully will help with some of that inventory. But if you are thinking about buying a home, you should give Mike Richardson a call with IKnowAMortgageGuy.com. Visit IKnowAMortgageGuy.com. because Mike has some great loan programs, and let's talk about some of those.
Well, I have VA loans, of course, taking care of the veterans. Thank you for your service for those serving and those that serve.
Absolutely.
I have no credit score requirements on them. My investors look at a VA loan as it isn't an entitlement for the veteran. It's not a benefit.
Right.
A benefit is something you know you have to qualify for. An entitlement is something you've earned.
And they sure have.
And that's a perfect example. I have a young man down in getting ready to move from Michigan down to Texas. And he had a talk to a gentleman on the phone about his VA loan. It sounded really, really good. He called me up. He told me what the scenario was, and I told him, I have no problem telling people that that's a better offer. And I don't normally lose, so when I tell somebody to go ahead and
check,
I'm pretty confident that I'm getting that phone call back.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I just explained to him what was going on, and he's like, as soon as you get those disclosures mailed out to you, please give me a call and let me know where I'm at. He called me right back about 45 minutes later and says, I just got them in. He says, it's nothing what they told me about on the phone. Don't feel like you're trapped. If you have a pre-approval now, don't stop shopping. There's no reason to stop shopping to make sure that loan option is the best for you. I can close loans in 10 to 15 days if necessary. So never feel like you're trapped. If you're expecting one interest rate and suddenly you're disclosed a much higher interest rate, don't just swallow that bitter pill. Make a couple of phone calls. I'd love for you to call me, and I'll let you know exactly what we can do for you.
Absolutely. And take the time to compare your, the offers that you have, compare apples to apples. Don't look at it and say, well, this person said they're going to be better, so I believe they're going to be better. Look at your documents, make sure everything is comparable.
Exactly.
Yeah, because not all loan officers are created equal. Just as all realtors aren't, everyone has been in the business for different times, has maybe done a lot more transactions. And I say all the time, experience matters. And it's not that an agent that is a new agent can't do a good job. I'm not saying that in any way, or a loan officer. I'm just saying that once you've done a lot of transactions, you've went through a lot of experiences, you learn a lot. I'm calling them experiences, but it's more like nightmares is what I really mean.
That's how you make 20 years seem like an eternity.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
20 years now feels like I started when I was born.
Yeah.
But my point is, it makes a difference.
There are so many little nooks and crannies when it comes to qualifying for a loan. That the more experience somebody has, the more exposure that they've had to so many things. My entire career has been built around the fact that if something goes out of whack on a loan, call Mike. And,
right.
And I still, to this day, I get calls from loan officers that I've trained over the last 20 years that'll say, what do I do with this one?
Yeah.
Well, the easiest thing to do is just send it to me and let me handle it.
So really, Mike, you've got 40 years experience in 20 years.
At least.
Because you've got a lot of the problem situations. You've seen those. You've experienced those and worked through those.
And that's why it's, everybody wants to call and explain what the problem is. I don't want to hear what somebody, unfortunately, has told you already. It's more about the solution.
Yeah.
And that's what my job is finding the solution. Sitting there going through a program that I subscribe to called All Regs, where I can go in and I look at every single guideline that pertains to something that I'm trying to overcome. You have the ability to even call HUD, Housing Urban Development, and talk to their underwriting center. Get on the phone, you give them your case number, or you give them the property address, you tell them your scenario, and when I feel that I'm right, I go to bat for my clients.
You do.
My wife thinks it's the funniest thing. She'll sit up there, and I'll come upstairs, and she'll see I'm just like steaming, and she's like, "Your job upsets my stomach. How do you do this?" I says, "Because if I'm going to bat,
right.
I'm coming to win. So
yeah.
Be prepared."
Oh, yeah.
So I have access to be able to get underwriting guidelines clearly explained, so I can take that letter because HUD and those underwriting centers are the ones that are actually purchasing the security. So it's their decision. And if I have a document from them that says, "Mr. Underwriter, I talked to who's buying this loan from you, and he says it's fine. Let's move along, please."
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't believe how often that actually happens when it comes to even one-year tax returns for self-employed people. There are certain opportunities where you can get away with things like that. Income, overtime. There's a million different things. Write-offs if you're self-employed. So many loan officers are not educated enough in self-employed income to know the depletion, the depreciation, the business miles, how all of that stuff can be added back into your income to help you create more income but have less tax liability. And that's that's what it's all about being self-employed.
Right. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, that's for sure.
And Mike, so if I'm here, I mean, we're lucky to have you here in St. Louis area, but if I'm looking to buy property down at the Lake of the Ozarks, I'm looking to buy a nice lake house down at Table Rock Lake, I'm looking to buy maybe something down in Florida, are you the guy I need to talk to?
I'm the guy to talk to. Great Second Home Products is as little as 10% down on the second homes. Condos, we've had some experiences in the past. Lake of the Ozarks and Table Rock Lake, when it comes to the condominium associations, they can be dicey. But if you have the right lender and the right investor lined up, as we've discussed in the past, if you're putting 10% down on these second homes, we don't have to go through all the hoops of the condo questionnaire. It is only limited to what the appraiser provides us as part of their report. And then all we have to do from the condo association is get their master insurance policy and make sure there's no litigation against the property and we can take care of it.
Perfect.
So many people run into roadblock after roadblock on these and they send it from lender to lender to lender. If you know your business and you know what product works best where, there's no sense in having to send it to 12 different lenders and having 45 and 60 day and 90 day closes.
Exactly. So the point is, work with someone that has the products, has the experience, and the bottom line is looking out for your best interests, especially with rates changing so frequently right now, and that you know the best time to lock someone in to get the best rate as well. You really need to have a loan officer who's looking out for you. How can people reach you?
You can reach me at 314-607-8551 and always at mike@iknowamortgageguy.com.
And if you're thinking about buying or selling, investing, or wanting more information about joining eXp Realty, you can always call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at tracy@tracyellis.com or reach Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me at rick@tracyellis.com.
And again, you can go to tracyellis.com, click on Meet the Team, see the other agents on our team as well. You can also go to the VIP vendor section and get all of Mike's information right there as well. So thanks, Mike. Great seeing you as always.
Good seeing you guys.
If you're thinking about buying, reach out to Mike Richardson with St. Charles Mortgage. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We are joined with our awesome buyers, agents, and agents on our team. We have Nikki joining us and Pat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know this is your favorite part of being on the team, being on the radio, right?
She loves it.
I love it.
Pat does not. Nikki doesn't mind, but Pat could do without it. But we make her do it anyway. I have to force her, actually.
Right.
But you sound fine. It's just having a conversation. Nobody's listening, right?
Oh, right. I don't believe that.
Congratulations on the recent closings.
Thank you. I had a great week.
Yes.
You had
awesome.
A great week. Very proud of you. Nikki's been out showing property like
hard
crazy.
At work.
So both of you are busy. So we're so grateful for that. And as a team, we have some exciting news. We'll be giving a lot more details and information in the weeks to come since they'll be joining us on the show as well.
Right.
But the Rick and Tracy Ellis team are proud to be working with Rouse Real Estate Company, or not real estate, I'm sorry, New Construction. I'm looking at online at their company, but Rouse Company, and we're going to be representing their communities throughout St. Louis. They have about 15
communities
right now. So that's going to be exciting. We're looking forward to inviting them on our shows. They're going to be coming on several times a month, a different sales agent in different communities, highlighting that community and what they have to offer.
We're excited about that, really, for a lot of reasons. I mean, it's going to give us an opportunity to be able to bring new listings, new construction, inventory homes, things like that to our clients that we haven't been able to, really do before in a way that we haven't been able to do that before.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, we're excited to be able to highlight what a great builder they are, their beautiful properties, and feature them in the magazine. So it's going to be an exciting time.
Yeah, with inventory being so low right now, that it's a great option to have to build a new home or, more importantly, maybe even get an inventory home that's already built.
Yeah, they have some incredible inventory homes as well. Again, that will be more news coming next week. We're finalizing everything now, but very excited to work with Greg Rowles and the Rowles Company and all of his employees, just a terrific crew over there. So it's going to be an exciting time. Are you guys excited?
Very excited.
Very excited. I absolutely love my home, and it's a Rowles home.
Absolutely.
So I'm very proud of it, and very nice home.
Yeah, there's no better testament that can give than somebody who owns one,
yes.
Right? And
I'm
you've
totally
loved yours,
excited.
And you've lived there in there a long time, and
right. Very
few problems, no problems at all. And
no
here's
problems.
The thing that, yeah, and here's the thing where, they've been in business for many, many years. So it's not like they're one of the new upstart companies. They've been in business many, many years and have built a lot of fine homes around the St. Louis area.
Correct. My home's 15 years old.
Right.
And I don't have one nail pop.
And looks beautiful.
And looks beautiful.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
I'm very proud of it.
Right.
Yeah. They're a great builder. So and what I love is the fact they're all price ranges. So that's going to open up our clients to even more. And not that they weren't out there before, but I think the marketing that we can bring to them with the radio and the magazine, and we love our social media. We're going to be giving them a lot of marketing and getting that out there to a large audience and hopefully getting them a lot more people reaching out about building with Rowles or purchasing their gorgeous inventory homes. We also had other exciting news. Rick and I have been working with an amazing lady in the Branson area. Faye is phenomenal. If you don't follow us on social media, you should. You should go and like
Faye Schubert,
the Rick and Tracy Ellis team, and you'll see all of those posts. But Faye Schubert is an amazing lady. Faye has experience actually in the oil industry. She's been a very successful lady, had a great career, then had some market center ownership with another real estate company, actually a couple, and decided she wanted to pursue real estate more than being an investor. Got her license, and now she's going to be leading our Branson division for the Rick and Tracy Ellis team. So that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I can't think of a better person to lead that division. She knows that area so well. She understands real estate better than most people. She's seen it from different levels as a brokerage ownership person, and now as a real estate person. We're very excited about this opportunity. She brings a lot of experience, a lot of technical skills, IT-related technical skills, which is really important since that's the direction a lot of real estate is heading in these days, is more of a technical area, and expertise is definitely a requirement of that. So very excited to have Faye on the team.
We are, because Branson is an amazing place. Lake of the Ozarks is great,
but
Branson is a little bit calmer, in my opinion, a little bit more family-oriented. Not that the lake isn't as well. The Lake of the Ozarks is also, but it's a lot more busier, I think.
Yep.
But Branson was actually just voted one of the top 20 places to vacation in the U.S.
Yeah, we're lucky in Missouri, really, to have Lake of the Ozarks and Table Rock Lake.
Yeah, how awesome is that to have two great options? We have many, actually.
Right.
So many
the
lakes.
St. Louis Cardinals.
That goes with St. Louis and Blues.
And the Blues.
We're in the playoffs, so we're lucky all the way
Blues.
Around.
Exactly. So excited about Faye. And then next week we'll be making another announcement about, we'll have her joining us actually from California. We're going to be having a great partner in the Santa Monica, California area joining us and EXP. So that's going to be exciting. And she's actually coming in town and will be on the show with us next weekend. So we'll be announcing that.
It's always exciting getting perspective about real estate from people in other states, especially California and New York, right?
Yes.
I mean, they see it first and they see it differently than we do.
And now that EXP is in New York, that should be a game changer.
Total
as
game
well.
Changer. Total.
Because New York does not have an MLS. Can you girls imagine like doing real estate without an MLS?
Talk about networking.
That's crazy.
That would be huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why networking is so key in New York. And you see all these big agent events and parties because that's how they get attention to their listing. Because there's no MLS. Wow. So EXP is now in New York. That's launching actually this week as well. So, and then we'll also be announcing an Illinois team that's joining us in EXP. So
exciting.
We've been very busy. And very grateful. And I know you girls are like looking for buyers, looking for inventory. Although the market has stayed steady, it's not, I don't see that it's as busy as it was last year, but it's steady.
Well, I see a change.
Yes. Yeah. You guys think too?
Definitely. You know, the spring isn't, it's still a great spring, but it's not as
on fire
as it was last year. Yeah. And a lot of that is again, I think, you know, my biggest challenge is the lack of inventory of finding.
Yeah.
I have people that it's the people that really want to buy something but don't have to buy something right now that you can't find what they need to get them over the hump.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. And people say that all the time about needing the more inventory. I know, Pat, you talk about the fact all the time that when you're trying to find homes to show a client that you're so frustrated because there's nothing to show them.
Right.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is if you're not there the first day to see that property, you
right.
will lose out.
Yeah.
Well, that's it too.
Right.
And sometimes it's hard to get buyers to understand, especially for first-time home buyers, that this is how the market's working. And it may not make sense to, you know, offer over asking, but in a competitive situation, it's the only way to get it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that's unfortunate, but after you've, you know, fought to win and have lost three or four in a row, then they start to understand, okay, the realtor told me that this was how it was going to be. But sometimes it takes you losing a few battles before you start really getting in the game. And that's the thing. That's why it's important to have a good buyer's agent who can explain the game to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, according to data released by by Marist, the median sales price of a residential single-family home in St. Louis City and County combined dropped slightly to $175 in February of 19. In comparison, in February of 18, it was $177,450. So it went down about $2,500. Townhomes and condos saw a slight increase, actually, to $166,450 in February of 19. In comparison, the year prior, $155. There were 1,070 single-family homes. 200 townhomes and condos sold in February of 19. And February's average days on market grew from 51 in 18 to 54 in 19. So not as big of a difference as I think that we're seeing on average. Again, this is St. Louis County and City. I don't think it's not County and St. Charles. I'm seeing the days on market a little bit longer now, more openness to contingencies on a sale of a home. So that's not a bad thing. It's
because
I think
the inventory is not there. That's probably why. And I think that's what leads to why some of the prices have dropped down a little bit, because the inventory is not out there for people to really choose from. So, you know, some of the houses are going to sit on the market a little bit longer because maybe they're not really show ready.
And to give you the significance of the lack of inventory, residential single family inventory is 23.6% lower than last year.
Yeah.
And that's for townhomes and condo inventory, or that's single family, but townhome and condo inventory is 22.9% lower than the year prior. So all across the board, we're about a fourth, you know, down in inventory compared to the year prior. And that's what we keep talking about. I think people are on the fence of, do I do a home equity and put more money into my home? But the one thing I would say is, no matter how much money you put into the house, it's not changing the size. It's not changing the location. It's not changing the age. And I can't tell you, after doing this for as long as we have, how many times people do that and think, this is going to make me happy. Yep. Rick and I did it ourselves.
Or I'll get more when I go to sell.
And they're going to be like, we're just going to do this. This will make me happy. And then I can stay here.
Right.
And you do it all. And then you love it. And you're there about a year or two. And then you're like, I'm still not happy. It's still not this. I need more space. And then you just sunk all that money in the house that you're not going to get back typically. And, you know, Rick and I did it ourselves. And we lost probably $100,000.
We did it knowingly. I mean, we knew we weren't going to get it back, so we made that choice. But
if you're thinking, you know, you're going to do all that and be happy, very rare does that happen. I've found, I don't know how many times we went and listed properties that they're like, yeah, we just did all this, but we still want to move.
Mm-hmm.
So just think happens about that. Time. I would suggest meeting with an agent. We would love you to call one of us at the Rick and Tracy Ellis team. Let us come look at your home, and we can be honest with you and tell you, you know, if you do these improvements, are you going to get it back? Are you going to be able to live here and enjoy it a little while and still get some of it back? Because a lot of times people over-improve, and if you want to just make some modifications, I would suggest that because you end up moving anyway.
Yeah, and I think another thing that I'd like to mention is that when you do make an improvement, I think it's a good idea to talk to a realtor, find out, because if you make improvements for a personal nature, for improvements for your taste and not the general public's taste, that can be a deterrent to actually selling your house. Even though you'd put improvements in, they might not be the right improvements. So think about that before you go in improving a house, because you don't want to improve. You want to improve it to the general public, not for your own specific taste necessarily.
So if you're thinking of buying or selling, visit TracyEllis.com. We would love to help you. You can call me direct at 636-299-3702. You can reach Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me at Rick@TracyEllis.com.
You can reach Nikki at
314-707-0731 or you can email me at Nikki, NIKKA@TracyEllis.com.
NIKKI,
yes.
Sound like A.
It's allergy season. I know.
Nikki and Pat at
314-704-5672 or pat@TracyEllis.com.
We will be back in a moment with the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We are joined with our favorite foundation repair company.
That's right. And
Quackers.
That's right. And what is your slogan again?
We love wet quacks.
Okay. I love it.
I know. Isn't that great?
I just love it.
Quackers waterproofing. And
you've seen their trucks everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Now
can't miss them.
Yeah, after we met, you went and got your trucks done. I was so proud of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to tell everybody so they see you and you're swamped now.
I see your truck everywhere now. I see your trucks everywhere.
Yeah, that's what people say to us all the time. Like, do you ever stay home? Like, everywhere I look, I see you guys driving somewhere, and that's probably how it is for you. I'm like, but your vehicle's your office.
If you're home, you're not working.
It is. It's just like, you know, yours. I see you guys driving around all the time. It's branding for your name. It's great.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're out working all the time, so you might as well remind people, hey, here we are.
That's right.
Let's talk about Quackers and why we love them so much and why they're different. You know, being in the real estate industry now for over 20 years and working with quite a few foundation companies, because let's face it, this is St. Louis. Our weather is enjoyable and it fluctuates all the time, which means concrete cracks, and
does.
Especially in St. Louis with all the different weather conditions. But what's frustrated me so much as a real estate agent through the years is there's nothing worse than when you go look at a basement and it's been repaired and you ask about the warranty. A lot of times they can't even find the paperwork, and then you call the company and the company's not in business anymore, which means no warranty. Or if they do have the paperwork, it's, well, this warranty is for this person. If you, the buyer, wants a warranty, then you need to pay $100 and fill out this form and send it in to transfer it in their name, which infuriates me because I'm like, come on.
It takes like 5 seconds.
It's
right.
literally
right, yeah, right, exactly.
pulling
it's...
out a file or getting on your computer and changing a name, and you want $100. But either way, Jason doesn't do that, and I respect that so much because it's been a pet peeve of mine for many years that I just feel it's taking advantage. To simply, you know, if you got to you're maybe paying your hourly employee $15. Like, if you're going to charge something, make it realistic.
Right.
Don't
yeah.
benefit
right.
from it.
Yeah, you hear people all the time say, "Hey, I honor my work. I honor my work." Well, if you honor your work,
then honor your work.
Honor your work.
You
right.
did
yeah.
the work, so that's right. what's good with us. We've been in business from we're starting our 19th year
yeah.
in July, and that's just how we do it. It doesn't matter how many people in the house.
Right.
It's
right.
It's warranted.
Yeah, it's for the house. It's not the person's not cracked. The house is.
Well,
right.
the person
exactly.
might be, but that's a whole nother show.
That's a whole nother discussion.
That's another,
show.
Another day.
Yeah.
But either way, the point is, when you work with Quackers Waterproofing, the warranty stays with the home. You don't need to do any additional paperwork. It's all there when you sell your home. It's finished, and I love the fact they're a one-stop shop. You know, it's too many times that we have incidents where we need a mud jacking. And I had this happen last year before we met you, where, you know, Rick and I know a lot of people and we work with a lot of companies, and I'm on Facebook begging for someone to go do a mud jacking job for a sidewalk. And because it wasn't like a several thousand dollar job, it was a $500 job. They're like, "Oh, it'll be 2 months. It'll be 3 months." I'm
right,
like, I can't wait 2 or 3 months.
No.
Like, this is closing in a month. But Jason, he does them all the time for us within 2 weeks. And affordable, quality work. Radon. You can also install radon mitigation systems.
That's right.
So it's like one-stop shop. If you have cracks in your basement that are leaking, structural repairs, radon and mud jacking, you can take care of all of it.
We can. Yeah, sump pumps, drain systems, bowling
backup
walls.
Systems for
yeah,
sump
backup
pumps.
Systems. Yeah, absolutely.
Directing the pits away from the drainage from
yeah.
the pits away from the foundation. So
that's right.
And doing it right. Horror story that Rick and I can share that, you know, we never said the company name because I would not do that.
Right.
But we never had any issues with water in our basement, thank God. But we always would have water puddling in our yard from the way that it sloped.
Yeah.
And to go to the sewer drain. And we have that big horse that runs around in our backyard, our German Shepherd. He's like a 100-pound horse. But it was like mud alley. So we paid this company that we had been seeing on social media a lot. This was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, to come out and basically dig up our yard and add all this drain tile. And
I need
it
therapy
was,
after that.
I needed yeah. therapy. Yeah. It was not cheap. I mean, I don't know. We spent what? Several thousand dollars.
It was. I'll say more than three.
More than 3,000.
Like French drains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
destroyed our yard and didn't do any of it right.
Oh, wow.
And we had to pay someone to come and do it again once they got finished because they didn't do it right.
And then we had to redo our irrigation system lines because they tore
the
all
yeah.
that up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then instead of just leaving it cut and repairing the cut, they tore it out of the yard.
They completely ripped
my.
Our irrigation
so
out
we
of
had
the
to
yard.
Completely redo it. And it was like, wow.
I was like, where do these people come from? Like,
yeah.
And then when we complained about it, they had to, like, we were the crazy ones.
Yeah,
so
was
I was
incredible.
Like, who does that and then doesn't even tell you?
Yeah.
Picked
yeah,
up our irrigation hoses out of the ground, throws them away, and doesn't even tell us.
Oh, no.
Yeah. yeah.
I just noticed
insane.
It by looking out the window. I'm like, well, that don't look good.
yeah. yeah.
So my point is, you better work with somebody who knows what they're doing and knows how to properly drain the water away from your foundation.
Yeah.
Because I thought these people did, but I was wrong.
You're real wrong.
And I learned a long lesson from it. So Jason can take care of that. And if people would just do that, you know, I go to the home so often and people will have the gutter with a little small black tube that's maybe a foot long,
yeah.
you know, just dumping it out right there next to the foundation. And I'm like, you're just not helping yourself because it's just going right back to
yeah,
the pit.
Yeah, you're just creating to the problem. So you're doing
yeah.
You need to get that water away as far as you can.
And it's all in your yard, attracting mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a minimal cost, you can actually have no water in your backyard and your sub pump not running all the time, and
correct.
Your basement dry probably because a lot of the problems from basements has to do with the gutters and the downspouts not draining away.
It does, absolutely. That's one of the main contributors. You know, I just went and looked at a house a couple days ago, and the gutters literally just came down right to the house, to the foundation.
Yeah.
And it was hydrostatically leaking in the basement. And I've said, well, you know, this is your problem. You get this away, you get this proper grading done, 9 times out of 10, it's going to fix your problem because it only happens during heavy, heavy rains. Right. So very important to get those buried and taken away from the house. Yeah.
Very important, because that hydrostatic pressure, I mean, it, even though Rick and I have done it long enough, when we see those cracks, we're like, it's just from pressure. It's not that much of a concern. Unless there's a leak, then correct, obviously you have to fix it. But for other people, they see a crack or a lot of them like that from the pressure. It looks like a big deal.
Sure.
But it's usually so tiny hairline, it's not. But people freak out about that. It can stop your home from selling.
Well, that's something that is very important for people to understand. Foundations are guaranteed to crack. They will crack.
Right.
The nature of the cracks is what you need to pay attention to. If they're just hairline vertical cracks, you know, it's not uncommon to have quite a few in a basement, especially new construction. If it was poured in the winter and it was fastly built on the house, that's, you know, the drying process wasn't where it needed to be. So it's not uncommon to have those. So, you know, you can walk in a house that has 2 cracks. You can walk in a house that has 20 cracks. If they're not horizontal, you don't have any major deflection or like that, there's nothing to be concerned about.
I know Rick and I, our buyers panic and say, oh my gosh, what do you think? Though there's a couple of cracks. I'm like, our house had, I think, 10 plus cracks when we bought it. Not a single one leaked. Not a single one ever has. And we finished our basement. So I'm like, because I know we have the gutters drained away from the foundation, our gutters are fine, our pit and pump are in great condition. So if you do the things that you're supposed to do to help keep the water away from your foundation, mm-hmm, you're not going to have issues.
Right, right. Yeah, so absolutely. You won't have that compression. Cracks. Yeah, it does crack. It does. You know, and it leaks sometimes, which is okay. But, you know, when the expansive soils that we have in this area, it can literally, if you don't get that water away, it can expand and it can compress on your foundation. And cause even bigger issues.
And even if it does leak, I mean, I know people, obviously, I don't want any of ours to leak either. But if it does, it's not the end of the world. It's about $300 usually to epoxy a crack.
Correct.
And that usually lasts for many years. I mean, I've seen some that have been epoxied 10, 20 years ago and still haven't leaked.
Correct.
But if they do, you go back in and you re-epoxy it.
That's right.
So, so don't be so alarmed about cracks. This is Missouri and concrete cracks, especially with our temperatures. But do try to do everything you can to prevent them. And if you're in a situation, so many times we go into homes where the garage floors are sinking in certain areas or they're severely cracked and shifting, you know, have it mud jacked and get it maintained. If you can have it mud jacked, have Jason come look at it. Sidewalks growing up to your front porch. I mean, if you're really having to, I'm a shorty. I'm only 5'4".
She's height challenged.
I'm height challenged at 5'4". But there's some houses I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm climbing a mountain get up to the front door. And I'm like, if
you
that's
can
the
see
case,
the line in the concrete where it used to be,
and then
it
drops.
Yeah,
yep.
You can
I'm like,
see that.
If that's the case and you're selling your home, don't go get those stones from Home Depot and stack them for people to step on, because that's not going to fly with the buyer. It's a trip hazard. So it's a few hundred dollars to mud jack, and it looks fine. It works. It makes it level again, and it looks like, hey, they're maintaining their house. So it's funny how we live in our home all the time, and we don't do those simple things. And then when we go to sell, you're like, boom, 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 you're fixing everything.
Right, you're rushing to get it all done.
You're like, why didn't we do this when we lived here? Exactly. It happens every client.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's
it would be Rick and I, too.
Sure. Oh,
we work all the time, so we don't have time to worry about our own house. But if I were selling, I'd be like, we got to do this. So that's the reality.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I do want to throw in one thing. There are intentional cracks that are put into basements garages and stuff. So don't confuse your intentional crack that's put there on purpose for expansion, contraction purposes with something else, because I've had a lot of clients say, look at that crack there.
Yep.
Some cracks are put there intentionally.
Yeah, you have a wall crack that is an intentional break point, and you've also got the floor cracks that have the plastic stripping in there that allows it to break in squares, so your floor can actually float without having major cracking going on.
There you go.
So again, if you are having any structural concerns or leaking in your basement, if you want to get a backup generator for your sub pump, or what is it called?
Not the generator. Battery backup system.
Battery backup system. For your sub pump, I would strongly recommend it, because I know too many people, when we've had a large amount of rain or something's happened or the electrics went out, and then their pit backed up into their basement, It was a horrible experience.
Yeah.
So if you can add that backup, it's a lifesaver if there's an emergency. If you want to get your – this is a perfect time before all the rain starts coming this spring.
And before you go on vacation, because can you imagine the power goes out in your house, you're on vacation, you don't see it.
You wish
you had that battery.
To start doing that, or draining the water away from your foundation. Or if you need a radon mitigation system or test, you can call Jason at Quackers Waterproofing. How can they reach you?
They can reach us at 636-281-3735 or quackerswaterproofing.com.
You'll also find them in the Tracy Ellis magazine, all over the grocery stores throughout St. Louis and St. Charles and Western counties. And you can visit TracyEllis.com and click on our VIP vendor program, and their information is there as well. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, we're going to have a new listing open on Sunday that is a great buy in the Tallbridge neighborhood. 2 Horizon Ridge Court in St. Charles, listed for $399.9. We helped our clients buy this a few years ago. This is an amazing atrium ranch, 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, a finished walkout lower level, formal dining room, that beautiful wall of windows overlooking your own private in-ground pool in the backyard. It has a beautiful in-ground pool, fenced yard, and again, finished walkout lower level right there in the popular Tallbridge neighborhood for $399.9. Will be open Sunday, 1 to 3.
We also have this beautiful home on 150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance, and this is a beautiful opportunity to have privacy and a luxury estate on over 30 acres. This property, our home, has over 5,900 square feet of living space on 30 acres. It has a 2-acre stocked lake. It has stables and pastures for horses, and there's actually horses on the property as we speak. It features gorgeous views that can only be understood by seeing this in person, and beautiful views from the back of the house and the front of the house. You can also purchase an additional 9 acres with stables, along with a beautiful guest house. It's a cabin, very rustic, very nice, wood-burning stove inside. Pictures can't capture the true beauty. You really need to make an appointment to go see this home. And you'll also have lots of privacy with this cabin as well. There's amazing hunting and fishing on the property. Again, your own stock lake. Inside the home, you'll find beautiful hardwood floors throughout, cathedral ceilings, gourmet kitchen, hearth room, private sitting rooms. I love the bedrooms. They all have decks, walkout decks, and walk-in closets. This is a beautiful luxury estate on very private 30 acres, lots of wildlife. And if you want to bring your horses, bring them. This is 150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance, listed at $1,199,000.
And again, as Rick said, we just want to remind you, you can get the total acreage of 43 for $1,005,000. And it is a stunning property. And we should add beautiful hardwood floors on both levels. And the lower level is finished as well. It's just a gorgeous home. We also have 866 Cabernet Lane in St. Albans. This is another beautiful new listing. Listing for $549.9. This is a 3-bedroom, 4-bath home, but don't let that deceive you. The lower level is completely finished, and there are many additional rooms in that lower level. This main level is about 2,800 square feet on about a half-acre lot in the stunning St. Albans. If you haven't been out there lately, you've got to check it out. Rick and I love St. Albans. This home shows incredible. It has a gorgeous brick and stone front, mostly brick and stone, gorgeous landscaping. It's on the backside of St. Albans, so it's a very private one cul-de-sac street. I love the lower level. It's got a really unique and custom rec room and bar room with a little wine chiller area as well. A huge family room, several optional bedrooms in the lower level. Just a great setup in this home. A hearth room off your kitchen, a large open great room with a wall of windows. Again, that's 866 Cabernet Lane in St. Albans, 54099.
With springtime here and summer around the corner, this one's getting a lot of attention. It's 12765 Zachary's Ridge, and this is in Sunset Hills in the Sunset Farm subdivision. This is a beautiful one-and-a-half-story home sitting on 1.06 acres. Home is custom-built. Two master bedroom suites on the main level for a total of seven bedrooms, five and a half baths, freshly painted and refinished, hardwood floors as well. Make this home move-in ready. You'll love the large level fence yard, backing to trees with a huge in-ground swimming pool, so you'll be ready for summer in this. Plenty of room for the kids. You could build an outdoor area, kitchen area for the pool. Just a beautiful piece of property. Curb appeal has a three-car side entry garage. It's an oversized garage. Huge master bedroom suite, which boasts a large walk-in closet with custom built-ins, wood-burning fireplace, private deck. The master bath has a whirlpool tub and a tall height shower. Just a beautiful home. You have to come see this. Walk-out lower level. Media room has a projector, two bedrooms downstairs, walk-in closets, game room, exercise room, dry sauna, two wine cellars, wet bar. I can go on and on. 12765 Zachary's Ridge, and this is listed at $1,099,999.
This is another great new listing, Rick, at 511 Country Chase Drive. Country Chase, I can't talk right today, in Lake St. Louis. Listed for $379,900. This is an original owner home, a terrific subdivision, Country Shire. Great amenities. This home is well cared for. It is a stately brick front, a three-car garage with upgraded garage doors. This is a popular floor plan that gives you a private study, a formal dining room, a great room that's open to the kitchen and breakfast room. This also has a finished lower level. You'll have a huge loft upstairs, huge master suite with a large walk-in closet, luxury master bath. It has the popular Jack and Jill bathroom and bedrooms 3 and 4, an additional bathroom for the second bedroom upstairs, and a half bath in the lower level as well with a family room and a rec room. This is, again, $379,900. We just sold a property in that neighborhood, and I can't wait to announce next week after that closes what that sold for, because that's going to really help the Country Shire subdivision.
Yeah, that will completely change the market in that subdivision. We have a beautiful home here in St. Charles. This is 1876 Spring Mill Creek. It's listed at $925,000. It's a one-and-a-half-story home. Just incredible. It's a Fisher & Fritchell home. Built home. It has everything you could want. It's 7,000 square feet of living space. It's a Chesapeake brick and stone, one and a half story, three-car side entry garage. Includes six bedrooms, four and a half baths, three fireplaces, finished lower level with walkout. Sits on over a half acre of spacious yard backing to trees. Very nice size yard in a gated community. So this home is something that you definitely want to see. Hardwood entry foyer opens to a fabulous great room, a wall of windows you could see through the backyard. Very nice home, and has a upper level features a loft, a bedroom number 2 with a private bath, and bedrooms 3 and 4 share Jack and Jill. So it's a home that everybody wants. The lower level has a fifth bedroom and a sixth bedroom with full bath, rec room, exercise room, storage room, and more. That's 1876 Spring Mill Creek, listed at $925,000.
1103 Highland Point Drive. This is a gorgeous home in Town and Country, listed for $2,499,900. This is actually on the cover of this issue of Tracy Ellis, the real estate magazine. This is on 1 1/4 acre lot right there off Mason in the heart of Town and Country. 5 beds, 8 baths, a famous interior designer and prominent builder and engineer joined forces to create this magnificent home built with the finest materials. The new owner has taken it to the next level and updated it with a brand new kitchen, all new granite, transformed the hearth room, remade over all the cabinetry by Nettie White. It's simply stunning. All of the flooring has been redone as well, including the hardwood. It's got a gorgeous herringbone pattern in the kitchen. The finished walkout lower level is incredible. It's basically another home in the lower level. New carpet was installed there. All the marble flooring has been redone. The master bath has been updated. It's pretty much had a complete transformation to today's trends. Again, $2,499,900, and that is 1103 Highland Point, I think one of the nicest homes in St. Louis.
That is an incredible home, I have to say, and we've seen a lot of them. Here's another incredible home. It's beautiful views, gorgeous views from the front and back. That's 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka. And this is a beautiful one-story atrium house. Sits on over 4.4 acres. If you have horses, bring them. This is a beautiful five-bedroom, seven-bath house, custom-built. It has a two-acre pasture on the side of the yard. From the time you drive up to the property, you'll notice the attention to the brick and stone, every detail, the circle driveway. Just a beautiful home. It has a five-stall horse barn on the property. Very nice, and one of the nicest horse barns I've ever seen. Has all the amenities, the tack room, washroom, heating and air conditioning, everything, you name it. Beautiful, beautiful in-ground pool in the backyard, perfect for summer, entertaining, and this home is just incredible from every level that you walk in. The home has two master suites on the main level, another popular option there. Another bedroom suite upstairs along with two additional bedrooms and a possible third in the finished lower level walkout. All the bells and whistles, there's three laundry rooms, three fireplaces, three lower level walkouts, three staircases, zoned heating and cooling, water softener, beautiful ceilings and flooring throughout the entire home. You have to see this home. Again, this is 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka, listed at $1,299,999.
42 Wincastle Place in St. Charles is listed for $1,200,000, and it's four beds, seven baths on almost an acre in the Wincastle subdivision. Wait till you go behind these doors. This is a full brick home. What amazing curb appeal. It's such a long one-and-a-half-story home. You can't even get it all in one Photoshop shot, I should say. This has been built by a builder. It was his home, and then a second builder moved in and made it even more unique and amazing. It has a finished walkout lower level that actually has three doors in the walkout lower level. Two staircases to the lower level, one going in through the garage, two staircases to two separate upstairs wings. It's just a stunning home, unique wood detail like you would not believe throughout 42 Wincastle Place, again listed for $1,200,000.
How would you look to live, like to live in a one-acre home on Ledoux Road by Bellerive Country Club? This is it, 12824 Ledoux Road, and this home is in the Parkway School District. It's a one-and-a-half-story home, and it sits on, like I said, 1 acre. The home has a circle driveway. It's a brick front, three-car side entry garage, incredible home. Has an in-ground swimming pool in the backyard, very private, surrounded by trees. A great opportunity to live off of Ledoux Road, and this home is priced right at $650,000 for the investor who wants to come in and fix this up and turn this into something really, really special. Bring us an offer. This is 12824 Ledoux Road, listed at $650,000.
951 Norrington Way in Fenton is listed for $1,800,000. This is a stunning six-bedroom, seven-bath home, and it is a custom home that is all brick and stone. It's a gated community right there in the heart of Fenton. You don't even know where it's tucked back behind there. There's 20-foot ceilings in the great room, an amazing fireplace, a finished walkout lower level that's incredible, that was just finished, a four-car garage, again, just a stunning home. Great for entertaining, located in the back of this gated community, 951 Norrington Way.
Have a really nice opportunity here with 70 Willowick Court in St. Louis, and this is listed at $189,900, and this is in the Thornhill Ridge subdivision. Beautiful home, two bedrooms, two baths, two-car garage. Come check it out, 70 Willowick Court, and that's W-I-L-L-O-W-Y-C-K Court in St. Louis, and it's listed at $189,900.
Again, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home or looking to invest or learn more about eXp, visit TracyEllis.com. You can call me direct at 636-299-3900. 3702 or email me at tracy@tracyellis.com or reach Rick at...
And call me at 636-699-2197 or email me at rick@tracyellis.com.
Enjoy the beautiful weekend.
Have a great weekend.